Good evening, guys, and God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. It's a really wonderful day, and I'm so thankful to God, and I hope you are too, because we have we are so privileged to be believers. We are such privileged to be the ones, you know, that has faith, that is really believing that God is. So I have had my brother round for tea tonight, and I was just, you know, I very much want my whole family saved, and I was just saying to him, like, I'm really glad you're saved, because we had the conversation before, but I really do want you to just confess Romans 10:9-10 and say Jesus is Lord. And you know, he believes that Jesus was raised from the dead, and he does. We've had this conversation, and I'm just so thankful that, you know, I can really be bold to speak, be bold to be able to discuss this. And God really wants each and every one of us to not hold back, you know, that he is my brother, so it's quite easy with family, but it's also very easy with family to get into their ways of thinking. But it's about being that example, and you know, he really has seen my life completely do U-turn, completely change. And it's God that has done that. It's God that has really moved my life, who has really took me from darkness to light. And you know, there's a few issues as such my brother has, but that doesn't mean that God can't work, you know. And I mean, like, diagnosis issues, and it doesn't mean that just because the diagnosis and what has been, you know, given to him can stop him from moving. And you know, there was one prayer I always prayed, was I really wanted him, you know, he's moved back to the area. He was very much not in the area we were in for a long time. So I was really praying, just saying, like, God, if he have a much better quality of life if he was back here, you know, this is where we were brought up as such, this is where his family are. And also he can, you know, it will give him encouragement being around here to be able to start the gym, and because that really will help him mentally. And you know, the prayer, it just reminds me of the little prayers that I pray. And yes, I'm yet to really need a health, and the reason I do that is because of health issues. Yes, I like to stay, you know, looking the way I look, and that's personal for me. But for him, when there's health issues and there's things that, and mind, it really does help him, and a motivation, you know, and really to keep that discipline, because discipline is key, you know. No one is motivated all the time, but when you've got a routine of discipline in doing what you're doing, whatever that may be, and you stick to the habit pattern, then that's going to stick, and then things can happen, you know. But it's really about being solid and really learning there's always going to be, you know, there's going to be another way. So really recognising that faith doesn't stop, that there always be another way in what we do. You know, that, okay, for instance, in the 6 weeks holiday, it was difficult being able to keep my habit and keep my routine with the children, to do my hour in the morning with God, and to really stick to the things that I have to do, because of the children being up and not having space and the time. But it is really about choosing your time wisely, and I'm recognising this. Choose your time wisely. Choose what you're doing wisely. Choose what you're hanging around with. Choosing what you think of. You know, me and my brother were brought up on the And we went through the same things together. And to be honest, we very much have, in a certain way, we can have the same attributes. You know, he's quite different. I'm quite different. But what I mean is there are some things, you know, that we may say no to because we've been brought up and we've seen how maybe our parents were. So we're not very much involved in that because we've seen that, okay, that's not how we want to live because we've seen how that happened. And sometimes it's a blessing in disguise, and it's a blessing that, you know, that we do say no to the things of the world. So really, you can use, you know, what the devil meant for bad, God means for good. And you know, there's always going to be that one in my family. So the one in my family was my Aunt Jackie. And sadly, my Aunt Jackie actually passed a couple of weeks ago. And she was a believer, and she brought the faith to light to our family. Very devout believer. Very fantastic, and God bless her soul, and she, you know, she paid for many of my trips, etc. But now she has passed, I know that I've always been that one within my family to be that example. So when I go to that funeral, when I go to her funeral, then I could choose to be Becky, or I could choose to be Becky Christ. Everyone in my family has known me from my past. They haven't known me to who I am now, for how God truly has changed everything, for how I can actually be that example. Oh no, I choose to discipline at this point. I choose to say no. I choose to say, I understand that this is, that my whole family is going to be there, etc. But I'm saying no. I'm saying no to the things, you know, the wake, there'll be alcohol there, you know, and it's a sad event. But people can use excuses to get out of the rhythm of what they promised themselves. You know, if you, and for me, I promised myself a fair few things. And I know that when I stay with God and I'm solid with God, and this is the important thing, you stay solid with God, you stay solid with your habits, you're going to really reap the benefits of saying no. You know, there's no point of being yes, being the person who is just showing exactly the same, as you used to be. That's not an example. That's not what God called you to be. And really, I'm so thankful for God. I'm so thankful for how, you know, there might be little things within me that you know, my carnal mind, that does try to I guess move and try to think it will be okay or that, but you have to stop the excuses. There's no point in just carrying on, because then you're just going to be stuck in a circle going around and round and round the hamster wheel, and that's not what God wants for your life. He wants you to defeat everything that tries to bring you into carnality, that tries to bring you into a space of who you were. Like, that's not who we are supposed to be. And when we continually, like, it really blesses me that even, like, Amber and Danny, how I see, you know, because they're very close and I've seen how their life was. But they're very steadfast in what they believe and around people. And now, you know, her family are coming. Her family are coming to the fellowship. He knows what he's doing. God knows what he's doing. So really, when you make that decision. And they've obviously seen that it's not just a phase as such. This is life, and this is, and when people see your life really truly changed and transformed, and you transformed, and you really stick in the gun all the time, that changes something in people. Actually, this person is consistent in what they believe. They're consistent in what they do. They have truly changed. They are changed, and God really has done amazing work within them. So that is an example to, you know, every person around you. So really sticking in there and staying in there, and sometimes things are hard, you know, but it's about getting through every mountain, getting through every, you know, hurdle, going through the hurdles, and then, like, seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. Sometimes you can't see the light. Sometimes there's, you know, a little, oh God, like, you, when you start to speak, you can start to feel anxious, or it could be a real mind, you know, real mind game to get yourself out of bad habits, out of habits that aren't from God. But when you make that solid decision, there's no going back. And there's no wavering, because God just works it out. God works in your heart. You know what? Actually, no, I'm not going to do that. I may have said, am I? But actually, no, what did you say to yourself? What did you say to God? What is that going to bring the next day? You know, if you carry on doing, making excuses, next day, then that'll bring anxiety. You won't have self-belief. And it all comes up, and I see it very clear. And it's just exactly the same with the things that you're doing with God. It's a day by day. The first day may be really difficult. The confessions. I feel confessions are real big. But when you get out of rhythm of that, and then you get into this rhythm of carnal speaking and carnality and not being able to get your head together, it's really hard to get your head back. But when you, those first, you know, if you do it every day for a week and you make sure you make that decision, then when it comes to, like, you know, the second week, you're really building such greatness, and then you're just going to be flying, you're just going to be seeing, and it's just about really writing down and saying, actually, what decisions, what things are carnal in my life right now? What things do I need to really say, I surrender this, God? I'm fed up of being a continuous, you know, person who says I'm gonna do this, and then not do it, and really have that self discipline within yourself, because it will bring such great confidence within you. It'll bring confidence within you, it'll bring confidence within the people around you, because then they'll start to trust you for your consistency. If you're wavering up and down, up and down, up and down, you know, and then they see certain things, it's just like a child. If you're not consistent and disciplined, they're gonna, you know, you feel bad, you feel like, I've been through quite a lot with all of this, and God is just working some great things out, you know, how, you know, you really need to be steadfast, say what you mean and mean what you say. And because God, you know, he's yes and amen. He doesn't say one thing and then do the next. He hasn't got this wavering mind. He really knows. So if you really want to experience greatness, and I feel like this is a real great starting point to ensure that you're moving forward with God, moving forward in faith. So that's what I want to share this week. God bless you!